All right. Hi, bloggers. This is Podcast on Friday with Michael Rosser and featured experts. We're back after the short summer break, and our guest for the interview today is Martin Röll. Martin is a well-known blog consultant. He actually joined us for the kickoff of the Blog 100 initiative, and he publishes his own weblog at www.roell.net. Martin, welcome to Podcast on Friday.
Thank you.
Martin, it seems that the community of bloggers observes corporate blogs with some suspicion. Now we knock on their doors and we want to join in. Is it okay for companies like Siemens to blog?
Yes, I think so. On the internet, there's place for anyone. It's not a small place where you have to ask permission to join, but anyone can join. So if you do that, if you join the blogosphere, then people will look at you, and maybe they will look at you with suspicion. But even then, even if they don't like you, they'll probably not try to throw you out. They'll just ignore
they'll
you.
They'll just tell us.
Well, yeah, maybe they'll tell you. Okay. But on the internet, we have so much room for everyone that it's perfectly okay to have companies and non-companies coexist.
Okay. I think we are learning that blogs are a grassroots culture that has very sensitive rules. Can we play by these rules? Can we learn to basically coexist with these grassroots communications media?
Well, for corporate communications people, it's not always easy because they're used to very different forms of communication than, well, ordinary humans have when they meet at parties. I think you can learn to live by those rules because Siemens employees, they are people.
Yes,
and
they
do have a life outside of Siemens, and they do know how to communicate with non-Siemens people. So why shouldn't they be able to do that on the internet and do that in blogs?
Yeah, okay. I mean, some companies seem to be a bit more skeptical about blogging than Siemens is. We are trying to, you know, embrace these ideas and see what we can do with them. Do these companies have good reason to be skeptical? Are we naive in trying to make something of blogs?
Well, some companies are quite skeptical of blogging because they see that by opening up in that way, by communicating more to the outside, they give away a lot of information about themselves, and they are opened up to a whole new possibilities of criticism also. Many companies are not sure, or they don't have any processes in place to react to their criticism, or they fear that they will be attacked from everywhere. Most companies that have tried have found out that they actually are not attacked from everywhere. Maybe they're just ignored if it's boring, or they really enter into a constructive dialogue. But for many companies that have had a culture of centralized communication, only the communications people are allowed to do corporate communications, for them it's a difficult idea to allow any employee to communicate on behalf of the company on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that even today that probably happens. I mean, many our employees are probably the sort of broadest interface between the company and our target groups. So,
yeah, it happens every day.
Yeah.
People talk on the phones.
Yeah.
People go to conferences and meet other people. So it happens everywhere. But on the internet, it's all on the record. Everything can be Googled. People will get back at you for the stupid thing you said 1 year ago. And it can travel very, very fast. You say it one day, you blog it, and somebody else picks it up, and then suddenly it's everywhere, and you just wanted to make a stupid comment.
Yeah.
So things move faster. Things move more dynamic on the internet, and that makes things tough for corporate communication sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, you were part of conceiving the Blog 100 idea, and part of this idea, of course, was to learn a bit more about these media before we actually go out and use them to communicate. After 50 days, approximately, of this 100 days of blogging, we have a small community of really dedicated bloggers. And a question is, what will keep these people motivated? How will they keep going? Is it blogging itself that is so rewarding, or will we? Is it the way other people react? What can we do to encourage people to, you know, keep doing it and keep going the extra mile to keep their blogs up?
Well, I guess every blogger will have his own answer to that. What is important? But what was important for me when I started was feedback of other people. I didn't want to be alone. I didn't want to write my journal in my small room and and be on my own. I wanted feedback from other people who work with me, who give me comments on the things I write, or give me answers to the questions I pose. Mm-hmm. The most interesting part for me was not that I could put out my thoughts, but every time I had a question where I didn't have the answer, I could put it there and have my readers help me. Mm-hmm. I think that's important, that you help people to get interactivity with their readers, that you make it easy for people to connect to each other.
Yeah.
So they don't sit there and say, oh, I have this extra work to do, I need to write this blog, and I'm not even sure why I'm doing it, but my boss sort of likes it. Mm-hmm. But that it's actually useful for them, that when they have a question, they can put it out and get an answer. Or when they have something they are thinking about, they can put it out and get an extra information by a colleague.
And it'll help them get their work done, basically.
I mean, you're not starting blogs because you think you have that journalism is not good enough. You shouldn't start an internal blogosphere to have nice blog content, but you should do it so that people get a tool that helps them work more effectively.
Yeah.
And so you should see how the blog can work for them, how it helps their work process that they have. Yeah. When a researcher is figuring out a new talk he wants to give, or when he's working on a problem, how can the blog help him do that work better?
I think that obviously depends on, you know, enough people being there in the blogosphere and actually participating in these discussions. We feel that we need to do something now to sort of market the blogosphere internally. We haven't done much in that direction so far, but we have a good stable basis, I think, and now we need to go out and bring more people in. What can companies do to motivate, you know, employees to join this community or this sphere?
Well, you really have to show them where the benefit lies for them. Mm-hmm. That it's not just this journalistic idea of sit down and write this clever journal. Please share your knowledge. That will not work. People don't have time. They have their jobs to do.
Yeah.
So you need to be very clear about why and give them some very clear ideas about why this could be useful for them. Mm-hmm. By not just focusing on the nice blogs where people really sit down and write good entries. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody's a born writer. Mm. But show them also the more personal blogs that work as journals and that serve as a communication medium between colleagues, so they can see that they don't necessarily need to be a journalist, or they don't necessarily need to put in a lot of time, but they can use the journal for themselves to collaborate and to work more effectively.
Once we understand how that works, and once we got this internal dialogue and knowledge sharing going, what would be a good way to sort of step over the boundary of the company and join the blogosphere at large?
It's an interesting question. I think you should ask the employees, because if you approach this topic, this theme of how are we going to do external corporate blogging, if you approach that from a marketing perspective or from a corporate communications perspective, you end up doing corporate communications. Yeah. You end up writing PR blogs, and those might be interesting, but they might not. Mm. I think you're doing well in the PR that you're doing. Mm. You don't need any blogs for that. You're already putting out websites. You're already putting out communications media, and the blog doesn't help you much there. So what is most interesting in that field is really personal blogs by employees. And there, again, not everyone of your employees will be a good journalist or a good blogger in terms of that he will write an interesting blog that many people will read. I think you shouldn't go for that, but you should see where external blogging can help your employees do their job better again. So don't take it from a marketing perspective and say, well, we have all these clever people. Couldn't they go out and do some marketing for Siemens? I don't think your engineers should care too much about that. Okay. I think they should be good engineers.
Yeah.
And so you should look for... How can an external blog help an engineer be a better engineer?
Martin, I've been in corporate communications too long because I think I should have come up with this idea earlier. But it's very obvious. Now you're saying that, it's a very obvious thought that I think will make things a lot easier for us to follow these lines. Are there any corporate blogs that you would recommend us to read from other companies, where other companies are doing what you just mentioned?
Give you a different answer. Mm. You should read all corporate blogs of your suppliers, your partners, your clients, and any other corporate blogs you find interesting. Your clients are already blogging.
Yeah.
Your partners, they are already blogging. And you should watch what they are doing. Mm-hmm. You should that's an opportunity for you when you go outside with your own blogs mm-hmm. to connect to them and talk to them. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to go out to the internet and talk to somebody you don't know yet?
Yeah.
But start where you are. Start with the existing relationships. Start with the people you meet at conferences. Mm-hmm. See if they are blogging. Take their blogs into your blog role. Mm-hmm. Interface with them. Keep up the connections you make at conferences. Mm-hmm. And use weblogs for that. Start from there.
Okay. Well, that sounds clear enough. So I think we'll try to. That's a good starting point anyway for us. I think that's really great advice. Martin, right, we checked Technorati this morning and we found it. Currently, they track 54 million weblogs. And I think over the last couple of years, the number of blogs has doubled approximately every 5 to 6 months. So next year, in end of March, we will have like, what, 100 million weblogs. And then in October again, maybe 200. Is that going to continue like this? Are weblogs going to grow forever?
Well, maybe not forever, but still, if you look at those numbers, if it's 54 million, that's not much, if compared with the total internet population.
Yeah.
I think we will see a continuing growth of blogs and other personal media because people are realizing that the internet is not just a media for consumption, for going out, googling something, mm-hmm. getting some stuff, mm-hmm. downloading it, mm-hmm. but that they can actually use it for themselves to put out what they think about, to put out what they produce, mm-hmm. to get feedback and to network with others. We have been doing that with email, but now we can use blogs as a sort of email to somebody we don't know yet.
Yeah.
We put it out,
yeah.
and somebody will find it, and then we can work with them. And more people are realizing that blogs and the internet can help them find other people who they can have good conversations with.
That's a cool metaphor for blogs, an email to somebody you don't know yet.
It's actually not my idea.
Okay.
I got that metaphor. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was speaking at a seminar on Monday and Tuesday,
uh-huh.
and I got out in a break and talked to the conference secretary, who mm-hmm. knew nothing about the, mm-hmm. the topic we were talking about. Mm-hmm. She asked me, so what is this blog thing
about?
That you're talking about? And I explained it to her by showing her my own blog.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up with this idea when I said, here, this is how I put out my things. And she said, oh, well, this is like sending an email to somebody you don't know yet. So
cool
it's all
idea.
Out to Ms. Schwerthöfer. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's cool. What is the place that you mentioned personal media? What is the place that blogs are going to take in the overall media landscape? Are they going to eat into, I don't know, TV, newspapers, and so on? Are they going to become an established medium that is part of our daily media consumption?
I don't think they will eat away the media we know today.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very small percentage of blogs is original reporting. I'm not going to go out and tell you about the traffic jam I saw today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to become a political commentator. So the established media will stay there where it is, but it will be augmented by blogs and personal media. A lot of blogging is based on professional media. We are commenting on the stuff that Spiegel Online is putting out. We are commenting on the news. And so much of blogging will not replace traditional media, but it will augment it. There will be additional information available.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We see podcasts, mobile blogs, and video blogs becoming more important, or at least growing. Will these sort of rich media formats of blogging, I guess this is blogging too, is that going to become more important? Is it going to remain, or actually I don't know how important video blogs are today, but is sort of text blogging going to become just one of many ways to blog?
Well, I'm sure we'll see more and more of multimedia content in blogs, simply mm-hmm. because it's so easy to produce today. You can get a simple hand camera for 200 euros.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes blogging easier for many people. As I said, not everybody is a born writer.
Yeah.
But it's really easy to hold a camera and point it at something interesting. There's one corporate blog, which I like very much, the Zaft blog, zaftblog.de, written by the two bosses of... what is Zaft Caterai in English?
Yeah, it's a company that produces
fruit juice.
Yeah.
And... of course, as the two chairpersons don't have so much time to blog and write interesting mm-hmm. stuff, sometimes when they go for meetings or when they go to visit a supplier, mm-hmm. they just take the camera along and film what they're doing. And so you can actually see the boss of the fruit juice company walk through the fields and filming the fruit and talking about how they are examining the fruit and talking about quality of fruit. That takes him 5 minutes, which is not even additional work. He just points the camera at what he does anyway.
Yeah.
And then an additional 30 seconds to put it up on the net. And with this, I can produce a really interesting publication on the net. Maybe not interesting for us, but if you're interested in fruit juice or have a relationship to that company, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And many people in different jobs are exposed to interesting things or things that can be better explained with an image or with a video.
Yeah.
Where it will take you an hour to explain it in text, but it takes you 5 minutes with a short clip.
Yeah.
And technology is so easy today to record those videos and to put them up. You don't have to know much about this. Even now when we're recording this podcast, it's not very complicated.
No.
Most people could do it in their office.
Yeah. Actually, we're doing it in our
office.
We say this is our studio, but I'm giving away a little secret. This is just my office, and we are sitting here. Yeah.
So it's really easy to produce those media,
yeah.
And people are getting really creative in seeing where is it better to just record a conversation like we're doing now, and when shall I write an essay or just take a picture?
Yeah. Is it also, even if it's easier to do, is it also easier to consume for people? Is it because, I mean, one thing that these formats do not allow as much as text does, it's difficult to scan maybe a video or a 20-minute audio file. Is that a problem for people, or is it okay to just, I don't know, like say zap TV, can they zap video blogs or podcasts?
Not really. I don't think so. That's a bit of a problem. I mean, now we're recording a podcast of something about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if the people listening do that while working, then either their work will not be very good or they won't learn much not remember much.
Yeah.
So that's a problem, especially with audio content. Mm-hmm. You really need to focus your attention on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're recording, hopefully, an interesting podcast, but there'll be other podcasts on your internet and more content. And so people have to be very selective in what they listen to, because otherwise they'll spend 80% of their work time listening to the nice Siemens podcast on the blog platform and will not get any work done.
Yeah.
So putting something down in text is good and is important because it makes it also easier to be found in search engines. It's easier to be skimmed.
Yeah.
It's easier to find it. So it is important to also to augment the multimedia content with text content in order to have it to help people make the decision what multimedia content they are going to to consume and whatnot.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Martin, the blog is always a personal statement, and in England, or should I say Britain, they have Speaker's Corner, so they at least some of them feel comfortable to step up and say something about something. In Germany, maybe that's not so big. That's maybe why blogging isn't really catching on here as fast as it could. But it always takes the courage to actually step up on the stage and take a stance. Are blogs for the extroverted only?
I don't think so. Many of the blogs we see today, and many of the most of the famous blogs, they are written by extroverts. They are journalistic publications. Mm-hmm. But many of my favorite blogs are written by really, really introvert people. I think blogs can give introverts a chance to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a blog, nobody forces you to write interesting stuff. Nobody forces you to publish a clever statement every day. You're not a journalist. You can do it for yourself. If you have one interesting idea every week that you want to put out, then that's perfectly fine. RSS makes it possible to subscribe to a feed, and then it doesn't matter if that feed has new content every day or not. Actually, it's probably better if it just has one new thing every 3 days instead of 10 items every day.
Yeah.
So it makes it easy for experts, who often are introverts, especially technical experts, makes it easy for them to concentrate on what they really want to put out and then write one piece and give it out and receive feedback on that. They can do it in their own way. They don't need to write in a journalistic style, but they can do it in their own way and interface with other people. And what we find in Blogsphere, and I think what you will find on your internet as well, is that say introvert technical experts, they find their own way of expressing themselves on a blog. It will look very different from the others. It will not have the pictures. It will not have the personal home stories, but it will have interesting links, interesting things on it. It will be networked with other experts, and they will find their own way of communicating, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, Martin, I hope you will keep connected with what we are doing here, and that we can have more opportunities to discuss what's discuss the outcomes with you. Any advice that you want to give us at this point in time? What can you tell the Siemens bloggers?
Keep it personal. Do what works for you. Don't try to become a good blogger, but see how you can use the blog to make your work better. See how you can use the blogs to communicate with people that are important for you, to find people that you don't know yet, and see how it benefits the work that you do.
Cool. Martin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Friday with a new conversation with an expert guest. I'm Michael Rosser, and I look forward to connect with you next week. Hit the publish now button and stay tuned.